Group Talk.
So, right next to our apartment is this really awesome jazz club. I don't know. Would you guys be interested in going?
I love jazz.
Me too.
I would be down to go see a jazz concert any day of the week.
Me too. I think as much as the music, like the modern music, say a bit of hip-hop or some pop, although that does interest me as well, I don't think there's nothing that can beat a good just jazz
nothing
lounge.
That beats a good jazz number.
Yeah.
You know, no. It gets you moving.
Definitely.
It contributes to so many different vibes.
And it always puts me in a good mood.
It's true. The jazz club that's next to our apartment, every Wednesday night they have Dixieland jazz, which is like the classic style, you know, Louis Armstrong.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The whole, I'm not going to sing you a number right now because I don't want it to sound ridiculous. But
That's great. You know, being a guitarist myself, I played in a number of jazz bands when I was younger, but I mean, I've always preferred the blues just because, you know, guitarists are, their foundation is blues. But I love it. You know, I love the blues. I love all kinds of blues artists. I love John Mayer in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your favorite artists?
I love John Mayer. If I had to pick a favorite artist,
who would it be, do you think?
There are so many different people. I mean, Adele, you can always... Adele's her voice is amazing and her songwriting.
But is she really jazz?
But she's obviously not jazz, but if I had to pick a jazz artist, I couldn't. But
yeah.
My favorite artist at the moment, I think.
That's one of the funny things about jazz. You hear so many jazz numbers, but you're never given the artist.
No.
So you would never
exactly.
be able to pinpoint it. Well,
yeah.
Cool.